Now, I have to say, I understand what the president is saying. Why should you have anything that with a duly appointed subpoena or warrant from a law enforcement and a court? Why should you have anything that can't be searched? The only thing we have right now that can't be searched is our brains. They've carved that out. By the way, that's only by precedent. They've carved that out.
Well, and that's, you know, there are, I mean, Fifth Amendment. One can argue that is a fuzzy area. They can't prosecute you against a polygraph, but they oftentimes will ask for one, you know,
Well, they would like to break it. If they could break into our brains reliably, don't you think that would be the next thing?
They're less than a decade away.
Right.
You know, so they're less than a decade away, and some would argue that they're less than a couple years away. To being able to have a pretty good idea of what you're thinking, maybe not be able to get it verbatim, but have enough information to really very cleanly know whether you're telling the truth or not. Much more accurate than a polygraph. So the issue that you get into is that there's this connection between our phone and us is so much different than anything that's ever been there before. You know, it's more than your diary, you know, if you keep one, because it's just so, you know, there's so much of what you do that's in there. And I think that's the thing that makes this
not
really
even
complicated,
that
more complicated than a warrant.
The reason why law enforcement wants in here is it has a GPS, a microphone, and a camera.
Well, I said, I mean, all of these things. It's so
we don't need to tail you anymore because we know exactly where
you
are.
We can just turn on your microphone.
We don't need to bug you anymore because you're carrying a bug. How nice of you.
And we have a warrant. We can just have Apple flip that switch and your phone is live.
So in one way, I think one argument, if I'm the president, one argument I would make is, well, if you choose to carry a surveillance device in your pocket, that's your choice. And as law enforcement, if we are with probable cause and court order investigating a crime, shouldn't we have access to that surveillance device you choose to carry in your pocket?
Well, my thing is, like Slayton said, propose that law, pass that law, and then have someone and then that law can be challenged constitutionally. But there's been no process.
Right.
Like with a lot of things recently, the rush to get what they want is superseding the due process.
No, I think I'm going to beg to differ. I think this is very deliberate and premeditated, and they finally came up with a strategy that I think is like a good move.
Yeah, because we know that Apple was working with them since the fall, right, in private. Why all of a
sudden
years. Then you...
Not just since the fall, for years.
For years, but even, well, since the fall with the San Bernardino case specifically, right? In early December. And so we knew that they were giving them information. They had given them all sorts of data related to that case, all kinds of backups related to that case. And then suddenly the FBI goes public with this.
This is a boon for law enforcement because I have already in my house Amazon Echoes, Xbox One, and a Samsung TV, all of which have microphones and are connected to the internet. And if they can get the right to ask any tech company for special, you know, for firmware that has a law enforcement backdoor in it, they can. There's nowhere I have that I could be private. Nowhere.
Right. What about your Canary or your Nest?
Right.
Having access to the camera drop.
I think this is what happened: is law enforcement scratched their head and said, "You know what? This is what do we need? What would be the perfect solution? Oh." Just a law that's a CALEA for digital technology. CALEA says that telecom companies have to assist law enforcement. What we need is a CALEA for digital technology that says you have to assist law enforcement.